suppose it came from maybe doing various programs throughout down the years. And I found that kind of dealing, whatever you'd learn on the courses and stuff, it's actually dealing with the people and being part of the other businesses is where you actually learn the most, and ideas and kind of issues that you were facing yourself and your colleagues were facing. I thought it was just an idea, because I think it can be a lonely place on your own trying to run a business and not really have too many people to hop off ideas or see what other people are doing.
So does it feel particularly lonely at this time?
I suppose for me, I have a few people back here that I could kind of chat to and see what they're doing. But it is like, it's very worrying, because you can see 10, 15, 20 years of hard work wiped out in the space of 2 weeks. And that's the reality of it. Like, and I suppose when this first hit and the lockdowns came in, it was very worrying, because all your income is stopped and all your expenditure is still there. So it's hard to know where the next kind of source of revenue is coming from to keep the business afloat, and the stress that can cause on, you know, if you're running the business but you might have a mortgage and family to look after on top of it, you have the health issues but you also have the economic issues, so it can be a tough time.
And we've seen that coming into effect right across the country as well. You talk about it being lonely. I mean, it's probably very hard to get away from it as well when it's your business, when you always have in the back of the mind the financial and pragmatic realities of having to shut up shop, and yet, as you say, still having your outgoings, your expenses, and wondering how you're going to cover those.
Yeah, that's it, because you just don't have your own business to worry about. You have your staff and their families to worry about on top of that as well, and how are you going to pay them? And how are they going to survive and that kind of thing. So it can be stressful in that way, but also in terms of cash flow, because, you know, if we have suppliers who are also small businesses, so if we kind of try to delay that, there's a knock-on effect there for that other business. So what I was hoping is that on tomorrow we're going to hear from kind of, it's a Zoom call in a conference call with as many people as we can get, and we have various people from various industries through. We have Johnny Kennedy from New York, who has two pubs out there, talking about how they're struggling. We have an online retail golf company in the UK who are going to talk about their business. But also then local businesses here in Clare in Ireland are going to come on, whether it's the fitness industry, hotel industry, and everyone, you know, give examples of how people got on dealing with banks. With revenue, that kind of thing.
And we'll, the idea obviously is that you'll get ideas from somebody else and just peer support. Stay with us, Evan. We'll tell people how they can get involved in this one if they want to in a short while. But we've got a couple of other speakers ahead of it as well. Emer King is on the line from the Redcliffe Lodge in Spanish Point. Good morning, Emer.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. You haven't been in business that long, I don't think. Is that right?
That's right. So we're in business since the 14th of February last year only. So we're 1 year and a little bit.
Basically in business. 13 months into trading, then lockdown and shutdown comes. How big of a blow, if you don't mind me asking, has that been for you?
Well, to be perfectly honest, you know, business plan or projections allow for a pandemic in year two. You know, you allow for this and that in year one and your first 3 years of business, but complete closure, zero revenue coming in, it's a disaster. It's unspeakable. It's unthinkable. And I work with my husband. My husband is a chef. So we're here in the house since the 16th of March, to and fro, trying to figure out what do we do. And you have the texters, you have the social media, the text message is very real. What you're dealing with there, that you just were speaking, the text that just came in there.
Yeah, you this know, is the person who said we shouldn't be talking about business.
This is it, sure. And this is what you're dealing with as well. You're dealing with all of these decisions. What do we do? And it's basic survival is what you're thinking about. You know, I'm on the LEO, I'm on online, I'm listening to Radio 1, and this initiative that's been set up tomorrow for businesses to talk is really important, because you second guess yourself in normal situations, you know, you're taking a risk, but this is normal, COVID-19. Insurance.
Sorry to cut across you, I'm just going to ask, has there been any formal financial support put in place for the likes of yourselves? There's a lot that's focused on employees, but what about the employer's side?
Well, you have the emergency pandemic payment, which we applied for, but we still haven't received because they said they didn't receive the form, so we reapplied for it and are looking at that, we'll say. But that's there isn't any real initiatives out there at the moment. Anyway,
there's nothing to help you keep the lights on. I mean, there's money to there's support financially for the household rather than the business, basically.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. But nothing for the business, absolutely, yeah.
It's very stressful.
Yeah, stressful is an understatement, yeah, especially at the beginning. It's the uncertainty as well, like it was the uncertainty. And then now when I'm taking calls, I'm looking in at these online initiatives, and they're saying to get your business back out there that you need to be online, you need to be trying to sell something online, if it's even jams or something like that. You know, as simple as that. But then when you do think about going back into business, I mean, we're setting up this collect and go system. That's what we've tried to do because the government have said that you can do the takeaway.
Yes, service, yeah.
You know, and even that's like, it's a risk. I mean, we've invested in getting the containers, your food produce and everything, and that's supposed to go ahead on this Friday, but you just don't know how it's going to go. You know,
And as you said as well, and as you've alluded to, the uncertainty here is probably the worst of it. If you knew, pick a date, if you knew that it was the end of the month, things were going to turn around, you'd have an end date, there'd be light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, because it's March, like, so you'll allow for that on a seasonal basis, but we're looking at cancellations right through to the middle of July and August. Like, at the beginning, it was like, okay, right off March, that's fine. And now it's like right off April. Now it's right off April, right off May into July. It's not this 2-week pandemic. It's not a 6-week pandemic. And now we're listening that it's 12 weeks. Sure. Like, what to do with zero revenue coming in for 12 weeks? That's 2020.
Yeah, it's very tough. It's very tough. And I think what you're articulating is what's being faced by many people. We're also joined on the line by Andy Moore, and he played football for many years for Mayo. You'll know him from there. He's also the head of the movement branch of gyms. Andy, good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
Thanks for joining us. Eimear was just talking about trying to get into takeaways in terms of keeping her business going and diversifying. I don't know if you can diversify a gym all that much at all when you've had to close your doors and keep people away from the equipment, etc.
Yeah, the big thing for us is that I suppose we'd no perishable goods. It's once we could get our rents and staff and all that sort of stuff, we weren't too bad. So I'm not by any means trying to claim that we're in a situation like Eimear is there, but we have our own kind of difficulties. I suppose the online market for us is very kind of clogged market, so we're just trying to interact with our own customers in that form. But I think the biggest problem businesses are going to find it, again alluding to your text that you just got before we came on, of course life and the health is way more important, but you have to look out beyond this as well and see where we're going to go. And I think the big problem for us in the west of Ireland and down the west coast is the knock-on effect and the amount of revenue and the amount of disposable income that's going to be in the environment once this is all over.
Because people will have to tighten the purse strings, keep the hands in the pockets a little bit more and cut back. And your fear is that for a period of time after this, the likes of gyms and going out and plenty of other things will be curtailed significantly, potentially.
Yeah, of course. And there's going to be the costing side of it, but there also is going to be, you're going to have people in my business who are going to run through the doors the minute we open up the doors. But there is going to be a slower kind of return to normality for other people. So some people are going to have fears of going to restaurants, gyms, little things like that. So there is going to be a tiny bit of uncertainty there when we go back as well. And then, of course, you see businesses, small businesses that are in this kind of ream at the minute that might go to the bank for a tiny bit of resources, and that might be let too. So there's going to be businesses, jobs, people out of work and little things like that that we do have to kind of start addressing now. Because the money isn't going to be in the economy once we go back to work.
You talk about businesses along the West Coast needing to get support, needing to come together. That's the plan for this tomorrow. I don't want this to be, it's a gloomy time, I don't want this to be overly negative. What can be gained, Andy, from tomorrow's meeting by coming together, by having a discussion?
Well, Gavin, so many things have happened, and fair play to Evan and the guys for setting it up. So many people have things have happened in business over the last 3 weeks. Like, I'm in business 5 years only, coming up to 5 years in June, and similar teamer, we set up a business last October, and we took over a kind of a leisure centre. So we kind of expanded from 6, 8 to 24 staff kind of in a really short period of time. So we were kind of in a really big learning curve anyway. But now so many things have happened in the last 3 weeks that we don't know, to be honest with you. We're, every day I pick up the paper or read stuff online, there's something new coming out all the time. The tax employees are going to have to pay at the tail end of this. All these little things where you're trying to educate yourself. So what the Zoom meeting allows tomorrow is little ways of what we know, where people can put it on the table and say, this is actually what's happening. And then what I'm excited about is from other industries, learning how they're going to kind of react and get over this. And even listening team are there starting to take with there on Friday. Like, I'm telling you now, I'm similar team, or myself and the wife work together. We're in the house together here. And it, we nearly drive to Spanish Point for a takeaway now at this stage of Friday, you know. So it'd be brilliant, and fair play to her for doing it. So I'm looking forward to little exciting little areas like that where people can kind of educate each other and just help each other out a tiny bit along the way, you know.
And I hope, Evan Telty, to go back to yourself, this is your idea. I hope it's a little bit more positive than the discussion this morning. I mean, we do need to lay out, I think, the realities that, that businesses are facing. But I think your hope is that by coming together, as Andy described it, the little bit of spark, a little bit of energy, a bit of creativity and some ideas may come out of tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's the hope, I suppose, from this morning, is that, you know, we can get some people who are in business all around Clare in different industries and throw it out on the table, because I think once you can put it out there and get it off your chest, and whether it's a good, bad or indifferent idea, and get some feedback, I think you'll come off the call feeling a lot better than when you went on the call, because like Andy said and like Emer said, if you're only banging it off your head between yourself or your partner or whatever, it can be a tough area and it can cause conflict at home. Whereas if you can get it out there and get 20 or 30 people and have listen to their stories and get some feedback off them, it works well, do you know,
sure,
because everyone is in it together.
It's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It's been held over Zoom. You're keeping your physical distance. And I know you've got measures in place to ensure you won't be Zoom bombed, as Adrian Weckler described it yesterday. If people want to get involved, Evan, you want them to email you?
Yeah, they can email me. It's up on our Facebook page on Wild Irish Seaweeds, or it's on my Twitter account as well. They can email evan.talty@wildirishseaweeds.com, and I'll send them the link privately then for the Zoom link, because I don't want to put it out, because Zoom can be hacked like that. So,
exactly, yeah, we'll avoid that.
So as many care companies or any companies who want to come on, if they just want to sit in and listen and not even show their face, there's no problem there. But it's just really a talking shop from all different companies on how we can kind of help each other and get through it together.
evan.talty@wildirishseaweeds.com, the email.
Yeah.
And I wish you the best with it, and I thank you all for joining us this morning. Emer, before I let you go, best luck with the takeaways on Friday. I don't know if you heard our discussion with Katrina Cahill a few minutes ago. She's with Limerick Chamber. They're advocating a voucher scheme for retail and hospitality. I'm just wondering, have you any thoughts on that, or on the supports that might be needed for the likes of yourselves to try and thrive and survive after all of this is somewhat over?
Yeah, this is it. Like, a lot of places have the vouchers in place, you know, yourself. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But obviously we'll look at it, and it's good to get these ideas out there and see. It's just the uncertainty, the unknown.
Sure. I wish you all the very best, and I hope things pick up for us all in the near future. Emer King and Evan Talty and Andy Moore, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
All the very best. evan.talty@wildirishseaweeds.com, the email address if you want to take part in that event tomorrow. It's over Zoom. It's on at 1 o'clock.